Hello, I'm Darren Burton, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now we'll start this week's program by looking at scholarships and funding available through Council. If you're a Year 12 student commencing a Bachelor of Engineering, that's civil or environmental, full-time at the USQ Toowoomba campus in 2010, then you're eligible to apply for a scholarship. Applications close on January 15, and for more details visit the USQ website or visit Council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au, or there's a phone number 4698 1155 for more information. Professional and emerging artists and cultural workers can apply for 2009-2010 Regional Arts Development Funding, that's the RADF, for projects and cultural development opportunities. Applications for the next round close on February 15, so for full details and funding guidelines and criteria, visit the website www.arts.qld.gov.au. Or information is also available at Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery, and you can phone them on 4688 6652. Information is also available at the TRC service centres around the region. Now, it's pretty dry out there, so unfortunately a fire ban has been imposed on all wood-burning open fireplaces or barbecues at Lake Crestbrook until heavy rains or the weather conditions improve. Now, the Queensland Fire and Rescue Service has introduced this measure in view of the current fire conditions and, of course, the expected use of the site during the school holidays. And just while we're on the subject of weekend leisure activities, I'd remind everyone that the Coobie Dam wall area is closed to the public, and that's a precautionary move due to an algal bloom. The picnic area there is off limits to the public, as the water supply to the toilets and the taps near the wall is actually untreated water that comes straight from the dam. That said, Loveday Cove remains open, as the area's facilities are supplied with bore water, so there's nothing to worry about there. And there's nothing to worry about also for Toowoomba's water supply, because the algal bloom is treated at our water treatment facility. Well, that's about it for this week's program. And of course, just a reminder, if you're on the roads, we have a lot of roadworks going on around the region. So please keep an eye on those signs, watch the speed limits, keep an eye out for workmen, and we won't have any troubles there. And of course, our dams are getting pretty low. So just a reminder there as well. Please, shorter showers, keep an eye on the washing machine, full loads in the dishwasher, and that'll help conserve the water we've got available. So that's it from me. So please make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.